Iowa, California, Massachusetts, Arizona. These are just a few of the dozens of states where lawmakers have taken up the issue of sexual misconduct within their own ranks since the Me Too movement erupted last fall. At least two dozen lawmakers have lost their jobs as a result. But in Pennsylvania, things are unfolding a little differently. Here's what you need to know. Republican State Representative Tara Tuhill alleged that her colleague, Representative Nick Micarelli, physically assaulted and threatened her after she ended their relationship 5 years ago. Republican leadership called on Micarelli to resign, but he refuses. Meanwhile, another woman has alleged Micarelli raped her, also following a breakup. Angela Columbus is State House Bureau Chief for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and she's covered Pennsylvania state politics for more than a decade. She's followed this situation very closely, and I asked her what made these women come forward now.
They were motivated definitely by the Me Too movement, but one of the things that triggered them was when Representative Micarelli went onto his Facebook account and commented about the Me Too movement, essentially saying that this is a problem that we all need to address collectively. And I think when they saw that, it finally clicked with them that it was time to start discussing what had happened to them.
And so I want to make sure our listeners understand how this is playing out, okay? Does this mean that Representative Tuhill is going to work every day with her alleged attacker?
Well, when the legislature is in session, when they're on the House floor, Representative Tuhill and Representative Micarelli are essentially 15 feet from each other at all times. They also, during the course of their work, they go into closed-door meetings with other Republicans in which they are there for hours, pretty much sitting, you know, not necessarily next to each other, but certainly within, you know, striking distance, so to speak.
It's our understanding that there have been some measures taken, including not allowing Micarelli to carry a firearm, that Representative Tuhill has some sort of security detail. Is that true?
It is true. So she has a bodyguard with her. Essentially, it's a House security officer that trails her when she's in the state capitol. As part of the restraining order that she got against him, which is a 3-year restraining order, that required him to essentially turn over all of his firearms. And now when he comes into the state capitol, his privileges in essentially having card access to the Capitol have been revoked, and he has to go through a metal detector.
This seems pretty insane to me, to go to work and still have to have a security detail. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Never. And what we've talked about, and the word that we use time and time again, is that this is really unprecedented. And we haven't seen this between two lawmakers before, really anywhere, where they're actually working side by side, two sitting lawmakers, and with one of them having a restraining order against the other.
What has been the reaction of the Republican Party leadership here? I mean, is there any action that we should expect to be taken beyond where we are right now?
What they've done so far is call on him to resign. That had zero effect. Representative Micarelli has said that he is innocent and that he is not going to be resigning. However, he did announce that he would not be running for re-election. I think with national attention on this issue, it is spurring them to perhaps take further action, although that remains to be seen, because to date, the only action they've taken is that resignation call. And they have spoken with security in the state capitol to ensure that Representative Micarelli does not have any weapons on him at any point in time. But that's the extent of it.
And is that the extent of what can be done? I mean, is this something that we will see being played out in court? Could there be criminal prosecution in the cards?
There are many things that the House of Representatives could do up to voting to expel him from the House. That has not happened. Now, in terms of any criminal investigation, there is actually one underway by the local DA here in Dauphin County. It has been underway for a couple of months now. They are looking into whether some of these events fall in within the statute of limitations to prosecute. But that it remains to be seen what they are going to do with that case.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Angela Columbus of the Philadelphia Inquirer, learning about how allegations of sexual and physical abuse are playing out at the State House in Pennsylvania. Why this reaction this silence to this issue? I mean, I just suspect that this is something that would be taken a lot more seriously.
Depending on who you speak to, there are some interesting perspectives on that. I think if you speak to women's groups, they will tell you that leadership in Pennsylvania has been male-dominated for decades, and there aren't enough women in leadership positions in the state capitol to really address this issue in ways that women feel would be more beneficial to victims and to others who come forward with stories of sexual or workplace harassment. So that's something that a refrain that you hear time and time again, and it has become a motivating point this year in Pennsylvania to try and get more women to run for state legislative seats. And there is very much in Pennsylvania this, and as I'm sure there are in other state capitals, this instinct almost to protect the institution. And to protect the institution, you have to make sure that things don't get out of hand. But I think what has happened in this situation is that this has is so unprecedented that it has spiraled out of control in some respects and has focused national attention on perhaps how not to deal with this type of situation.
Is this a question of due process? It looks like one of them is just going to have to leave in order to solve this, right?
One of the interesting things in listening to some employment lawyers and human resources lawyers talk about this situation is that often in sexual harassment cases in the workplace, there isn't the same standard of due process that there is in a courtroom. And what you see, at the very least during the investigative process, when allegations are brought to their attention, is that there is an immediate effort to try and separate the accuser and the accused so that they're not working within the same space and trying to ensure that there is no retaliation. And I think if you listen to Representative Toohill and her lawyer and the other woman involved in this case, they feel that that has not happened, that there haven't been adequate steps.
It's an unprecedented and complicated story. Angela Columbus is the State House Bureau Chief for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Angela, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
We reached out to the offices of both Representative Tara Toohill and Representative Nick Micarelli for comment, and we did not hear back.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.